Make me your wheel man. The Duke shoves his hands into his pockets, and his eyes take on that irritated squint they get when someone asks for something he doesn't want to give. He's looking for a way to brush me off and walk away. So I get between him and the porch steps. I'm a good driver.
So I heard. But you've got a job. Looking after Eddie.
Kat's better at that than I ever will be.
Eddie's taken a real shine to her. Driving's not a woman's job.
Why?
It's hard work. Man's work.
When I helped you build that, I point to the stone wall in the garden. You told me I was a hard worker. Took after my old man.
The Duke purses his lips and plays with the coins in his pocket.
Just how good are you behind the wheel?
Let me show you.
You're pushy, whippersnapper.
It's the Kincaid in me.
The Duke tries not to smile. What the hell? Let's take the Lizzie.
The car's in the carriage house parked next to the Packard. The Duke climbs into the passenger seat, folds his arms, and watches while I reach inside and set the spark and throttle levers. Go around to the front, pull the choke wire with my right hand, and give the crank a fierce turn with my left. The engine coughs to life, and I scurry back to the driver's side, reset the spark and throttle, climb in, release the handbrake, press my left foot on the low-speed pedal, and the Lizzie chugs forward. I take it slow down the driveway, then turn onto Crooked Run Road, and when we reach the McAdam Pike to Wrightsville, I put her into high gear and throttle up, hitting 30, then 35 on the straightaways.
The Duke is watching my hands move from the throttle to the steering wheel, but he keeps his thoughts to himself.
After 10 minutes, he taps his fingers on the dashboard and says,
"Okay, I've seen enough. Let's go back."